you are not supposed to steal. God told us to be truthful and honest. We are not to steal. So you go out and steal something anyway. You really don't need it, but you go to a store and you shoplift and you steal something. He says, for if we sin willfully, in other words, you've heard the word of God, you know what it says, you know it says you're not supposed to steal, or you know it says you're not supposed to commit fornication, or you know that it says you're not supposed to commit adultery, and then you go out and commit adultery on your spouse. If we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. No more sacrifice for sin? What does that mean? There is no sacrifice for sin. But if there's no sacrifice for sin, then what is there? Well, the Word of God answers that too. But a certain fearful looking for of judgment and a fiery indignation which shall devour the adversary. If you sin willfully, you're God's adversary. You've broken His rule. And He says that there's nothing but a fearful looking for of a fiery indignation of judgment that's going to come upon you as a Christian. If you look at those scriptures and meditate on those and they do not scare your socks off, you need to read the Word of God. The Word tells you what He will do. And then He goes on. He says, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Just think. Under the law, it says you shall not steal. If you do, you die. So three people come up and says, Joe stole this, and it's a sin worthy of death. And so they kill him. They catch the woman in adultery. That's scriptures in the Bible where they caught a woman in adultery. And I've always wondered how they caught a woman in adultery and didn't catch a man. I don't know how in the world you catch a woman in adultery without a man. But they didn't bring the man. They only brought the woman. That's strange. But anyway, they brought her. And they had many witnesses. But it says, he that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. The law says stone the woman until dead. Then it says, that was under the law. But it says, of how much more sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God and hath counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified. He's talking about a Christian. An unholy thing, and has done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that has said, vengeance belongs unto me. I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people. Now verse 31 says, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. If you are a born-again Christian, and you have sinned willfully after you have the knowledge of the truth, and you're having trouble getting healed, if some kind of sickness and disease came upon you and you're having trouble getting healed, doctors saying that if you don't have surgery or you don't have whatever, you are going to die. You know, that fiery trials and tests, that judgment of God comes upon His people. And He even goes so far in 1 John 5 to tell us that there is a sin unto death. And whenever He said, I tell you, you're not even supposed to pray about that in 1 John 5. For all those that commit a sin unto death, you're not to pray about it. Well, how do you know what that is? Well, I don't know what it is in every case. I know what it is in some cases for some people. But obviously, God in His sovereignty, in these cases, He can judge you and bring serious things upon you. And there's Who knows how much prayer it may take to get you healed. Now then, can you be healed? Yes. In a lot of cases, you can be. But if you've committed the sin unto death, God tells us, I tell you, you need not pray about that sin. I will not forgive it. You're going to die. How would you like to be a Christian? Say a 30 or 40-year-old Christian that had committed the sin unto death. Well, the way not to commit the sin unto death is don't sin. Do what the Word of God says. Walk holy in obedience to God's Word, and you don't have to suffer the consequences. There is a consequence to sin, and they are very severe. You do not want to go there. But that's why today the church has so much sickness and disease, and children that are sick and disease, and handicapped children. All of these things are the results of sin of parents and grandparents. I have had many experiences with many people in my life. I think about this fiery judgment that comes upon us. I'll give you an example of a woman that comes and her husband come to my church. A few years ago, when the woman first started coming, the man wouldn't come. I didn't know they'd been married nearly 10 years. I didn't know that they were this close to a divorce. I didn't know that they could not get along. I did not know that they had three children, three sons. They were all sick. One of them was really sick, fixing to become an invalid. And she had had three miscarriages and three babies had died. She had miscarried three. I didn't know those things at first. And as I taught on what sin does and how it brings serious consequences and how the wrath of God comes upon us whenever we sin willfully after we have the knowledge of the truth, this woman at first thought I was crazy. She thought, I'm washed in the blood. It don't matter what I do, God forgives me. But she found out that's not true. She can be a daughter of God, and then she can hold a grudge against her husband, which is what she did. And it brought the tormenting spirits to her. It tormented her, caused her to have three miscarriages. The demons of hell, because of her sin of unforgiveness, caused her to have three miscarriages. And her other three children, and her oldest one, the firstborn, had a serious problem with his legs. He had already had surgery on one leg, and it wasn't doing any good at all. And the other leg was beyond having surgery. And in a very short period of time, this young boy is going to be an invalid in a wheelchair. And he's a young man, less than 10 years old. And I thought, wow. Whenever I got this woman's attention and told her that the sin of unforgiveness is a sin that God has zero tolerance for, he said, we are never to carry unforgiveness. And I said, in fact, in Matthew 18, 21 through 35, Jesus speaking, he said, if we don't forgive our brothers from our heart, he will send the torturing, tormenting spirits to us, and we will not get out till we pay him every penny we owe. Well, you can't live that long. So I said, you've had three miscarriages because of your sin. You've killed three babies already. You got three more that's alive, but you're killing them slowly but surely with your sin. She finally believed me, and because she believed the Word. She read it and studied it and realized that God told her, as a woman, she was to obey her husband. And her husband was a fairly decent man. But he had done some things she didn't like, so she got this grudge against him, and she had held this grudge for all these years. I told her, you have to forgive your husband. You have to start obeying your husband. He is a good man. He is a church-going man. He is walking in all of the knowledge he has. So you must forgive him and walk holy before God. She believed me. She went home, walked into the bedroom where her husband had already gone to bed, and told him that they had to talk. Well, he knew in his own spirit that she was coming to tell him she had had it and they were fixing to divorce. And he was ready. That's what he was ready for. But because of her sin, willfully sinning, and this tormenting spirit being turned loose on her, She had encountered all these problems all these years. But when she repented and asked God to forgive her, the tormenting spirits which had been there so many years, the wrath of God had come upon her, and obviously the price for her sin had been paid. She had paid a serious price in the life of three little children that died and three others that are sick. After she repented, God forgave her and her husband. The marriage was restored. Then we prayed for the children. Once the source of the sickness was removed, her sin of unforgiveness, we prayed for the oldest child for his legs to be restored. Within a matter of months, both legs were fully restored. Today, that young man is playing football. He's running. He's normal. And the other two, which had either some kind of bronchitis or flu or something all the time, since they've repented and we prayed and rebuked the devils of hell, those two children have absolutely had no sickness and disease, and the whole family is now walking in love. Now, what had she done? She had willfully sinned after she had known the knowledge of the truth. Did she lose her salvation? No. But she called demons into her family. And this just exactly what this scripture says. If we sin willfully after we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. She had paid her price. This certain fearful looking for of judgment and a fiery indignation which shall devour the adversary. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. And of how much more sore punishment suppose ye shall he be thought worthy who has trodden underfoot the Son of God and has counted the blood of the covenant wherewith he was sanctified an unholy thing and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that said, vengeance belongs to me. I will recompense, saith the Lord, and again the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Don't fall there. Walk holy and in obedience to God's word. If you will walk in obedience to his word, you will walk in love. The Lord will pour out his blessings upon you, and he will be the author of eternal salvation to you, and you won't ever have to worry about these demons of hell tormenting you. In fact, you have been given power over the demons of hell when you walk holy before God.
We have to stop right there today, but if you'd like the teachings in its entirety, call us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these teachings in their entirety, free and postpaid. Remember, Jesus is Lord.